I'm Bruce Van Dyke, along with Craig Adams. It's the WEOL Morning Show for Thursday. We're excited this afternoon because the Elyria Lady Pioneers are taking on Grove City in Division I state semifinal softball from Akron Firestone. But the Pioneers are also proud this weekend, too, because of some things that are going on at the Jesse Owens Memorial Stadium. It's the Track and Field State Championships. And joining us in studio are members of the 4x100-meter relay from Elyria High School. We've got with us Zach Robinson, Mike Church, and also Joe Shishurbach, who joined us. Thanks for sharing time with us this morning. Thanks for coming in. First of all, what grade are you guys in? What are you?
11.
You? Or?
I'm a senior.
Okay.
I'm a sophomore.
Okay. So we got a kind of a blend here as well. So it's kind of maybe one of the first times you guys have run this relay this season, or has it been the previous years that you've also worked together?
Yeah, it was first time for all four of us
together.
Yeah.
Now, tell us a little bit about the 4x100-meter. Now, this is like 100 meters. That's the sprint. That's the fast one that goes on here. Is this the fastest relay then?
Yes.
Because of that? Okay.
Everyone runs 100.
Okay.
Yeah, four fastest people on the track.
Okay. Yeah. Now, do you guys run individually then as well?
I don't. I do field events.
Okay.
I do.
We both ran 100, and he ran 200.
Okay. Yes. What field events do you take part in?
Long jump and shot put.
Okay. Well, that's kind of an interesting combination.
It's okay.
Usually long jump goes with the high jump maybe or something like that, but the shot put as well.
Yes, sir.
I used to do the shot put too, but there was no way I was going to run 100 anything.
Wow, that's good. Which of those did you kind of gravitate towards first when you were doing track and field?
I started off as a thrower.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then someone said maybe you should try this running business here, too, like that.
Work my way up.
Talk about a little bit about the 4x100. Who's what in? Because there's the leadoff person, right? And then there's the last. Like, how does that look?
I'm the leadoff, so I come out the blocks, and then I'll hand it off to Gary, who's second. And then it goes to Michael Church, and then we have Zach Robinson at anchor.
Okay. What kind of a responsibility as an anchor do you feel? Because you're the guy, you're the last hope, right? I mean, everybody else has set the stage, and you're the one who has to kind of finish it off, right?
It's a lot of pressure, but it's nothing I can't handle, you know? I don't think about it too much. I just run.
You're the one waiting out there the longest, though, right?
Yeah, definitely. I see the whole race.
I mean, you're watching everything. Is that really what happens, or are you kind of like focusing on where the tape is at the end?
I'll watch the whole race.
Okay.
It pumps me up.
So you're almost like a cheerleader for most
pretty
of the race like that,
pretty
too.
Much. I wouldn't call myself that, but
okay,
yeah,
all right. Yeah. Well, I did. I take it as a compliment, I guess, for that. Tell me a little bit about how it got to this point now that you're going to state. You guys had a conference win. Is that how that works, or how does that usually work for track and field?
We started districts, and then you have to run to get to district finals, and then you go to regionals after regional or district finals, then regional finals, then you go to state, top four, go.
Now, how did you, obviously you won those, but how close were they? How did your competition fare against you guys?
It was really close. Like when we were at regionals, our overall place was fifth, so we knew that we had to pick it up a little, and then at regional finals, we picked it up, and we got that fourth spot.
Now, for track and field in a race like this, do you have one chance, or are there several heats? Is there several opportunities, and they average things out? How does that usually work?
Well, in districts, it goes top eight, and then for finals, it goes top four. So after district finals, it's only, you know, one chance.
Okay.
You got your regionals, and it's getting pretty fast after that. So,
what is it you do now between now and the time when you're going to be doing the race this weekend? What preparation do you do? Is there anything just to sort of keep you focused on the race?
Practice.
Okay,
all right. We are getting our handoffs down so we're perfect, because if we get a perfect handoff, our time goes down still. So
when people see this, and obviously you have to have four people that run pretty fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there's that whole handoff part where that's where you can either win or lose a race, I'm supposed
to. Yeah.
Yes.
What's the technique to do that? I mean, how do you when you're practicing something like that? Is it you're standing in front of you and you're behind and you just kind of hand off and you practice sort of the motion, or do you do it from, you know,
well,
running? And
we make a box. There's a little triangle that you have to stand on to wait for, and then we count our steps going backwards. And when he hits that box with our tennis balls, then you go. And then we want it in a little bit in the middle of the track, and then he says stick, and then it's just, then you go.
Okay, so there is obviously a lot of communication going on.
Yes.
Are you looking back, or are you is
no,
that not?
No,
you, okay,
no,
okay. See, I was thinking if you look back, then there's probably, you're going to lose a step or
yeah,
two.
Yeah, you lose speed, and you want, like, you want both of you to be at, like, your top speed almost when you get that handoff.
How long did it take you guys to kind of get that down, to know how it felt to make it?
Well, we switched our rotation like four times throughout the season. We had another guy, Marquise Edwards, but then we picked up Gary, and our times went down a lot. And I was running the straight, and Gary was running the third. And then Gary was a stronger second, and I ran the curve better. So we switched it there, and our times went down more there.
What kind of times are we talking about for the 400?
Splits. Pretty much someone runs faster on a straightaway, and if someone runs faster on a curve, you know, we switch them. But, yeah, just split times, like from exchange zone to exchange zone.
Okay. How about overall, though? What kind of times have you posted?
Our fastest is a 43.3 flat.
Ooh.
And getting out of regionals, what we ran to get out was 43.47. So...
any idea what it might take to win state?
40, maybe.
You've got some pretty good competition out there.
Yeah.
So your times have come down during the season.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
All right. Terrific. You guys, I know back in the day, I used to do my little rituals, and I had my good luck charm, so to speak. Do you guys do anything like that?
Chase, do you have one?
Not really. I mean, I wear a headband every time. That's about it.
I have really, really long socks.
I don't do anything. I just run.
Normal.
How about any special diets during the season, or how do you look at that? Because Bruce and I were kidding earlier. You know, guys your age eat most anything, right? But do you eat better during the season?
I came in the season at 210 pounds. Now I'm 190. So I had to not eat anything white. So it was no sugar, no salt, no rice. You know, no pasta. Things like that, and I was drinking, you know, just plain water. I really couldn't even eat, like, school lunch, but, you know, salad was nice. That's what my diet was.
Have any of you been down to state before in any kind of a competition
at
all?
First time.
Has the coach given you any insight or thoughts or preparations for this?
He said as soon as we step on the field, our mouth's going to drop, you know. It's crazy. It's like a movie almost.
Yeah. Well, you're going to a stadium that's named after, obviously, a great runner, Jesse Owens, Memorial Stadium. You're going to be at the Ohio State University. There's going to be everyone from around the state. What time of the day do you guys do your race? Do you know that?
6:15 on Friday. And if we make it, then it's 5:30 on Saturday for finals.
Is that usually a standard time for when you race? Because a lot of times different sports, different times of the day, you maybe have a different sense of
things. The last couple of times we race the same time.
Okay. Yeah. So, well, we wish you good luck. And you got to cheer on other folks that are, I guess, you know, when you're down there, you get to see other things that are happening there as well. Again, it's the 4x100-meter relay. And our guests today have been Zach Robinson, also Mike Church, and also Joe Shashurbach.
Yes.
I got that right. No problem, Joe. Thanks very much for joining. Also, thanks for Coach Brown for help setting this up. And good luck with your quest at the state. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you.
Do you guys have school? Is that where you're going?
No,
you're graduated, and you guys are kind of done for that.
I'm done.
Okay. So, yeah, you're just going to wait around until – what time do you leave then for the
state? Today we leave at 2:30.
Okay. And you get down there and get everything, kind of get a chance to practice and run on a really good course, I guess. That's the other thing, too.
Yeah.
With different tracks throughout the year, you probably see different types of tracks to get on. But good luck, and appreciate your time this morning. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.